Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Tom Selleck, the greatest mustache on the face of the planet.
I know. I have shaved my mustache for those, the YouTube kings that are always there with us. I've shaved my stash down.
You trimmed it.
I trimmed it down. Yeah.
It's not gone.
Yeah. It was becoming too much. It was tickling my nose. I'm not going to lie. It was too long. So I just brought it down. It'll come back. I think I'm a mustache guy now.
It's good.
I think I'm a mustache guy. Like Tom Selleck.
See, it's great because, you know, when I first started the show with you, I said you should go down this path, and you were adamantly against it.
No. I have a terrible mustache. I look like a conquistador.
Bingo.
I think that's where that came from.
No, that's been there for a while. Like, I'm very happy with it.
You finally leaned in. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm proud of me, too.
Oh,
I'm proud of me, too.
Maybe we should be proud of Tom Selleck.
No.
No? This is maybe a serial killer trait for the greatest mustache that has ever existed. Tom Selleck is pushing his new book, You Never Know, and he revealed that he's never sent a text or an email.
That is wild. I actually am jealous of this. Tom Selleck has reached a level of fame.
He doesn't have to do
where
stuff.
People email him or like he doesn't have an email address. So you like TomSelleck@gmail is available.
I bet you he does. He just never sends it. It just reads it.
Could you imagine being the level of fame to where you get a text message and you have zero obligation to respond to said text message? Like he's never sent a text. People have texted him. It's 2024, damn it.
And he probably picks up the phone and calls them back.
Yes. Like, that to me, and you know who's picking up the phone? Anybody getting a call from Tom Selleck.
100%.
If Tom Selleck is calling,
well, Tommy
you're picking
S
it up.
Gives me a call, I'm picking up.
Yeah. You know what I get? The FU button. I get that red, nope, ain't gonna do it. But Tom Selleck calls, you're picking it up. Because you know that mustache is gonna be on the other end of that phone call, and that's a level of power I want.
That nose is privileged to be tickled by that mustache.
You're damn right.
My old Aunt Virginia, rest in peace, she always famous for having the Tom Selleck calendar on the side of her refrigerator.
I thought you were going to say mustache. And I was like, no. That was the most brutal takedown of a dead woman I have ever heard.
You might as well take her to a bank to get a loan.
She was not like Aunt Bunny and Eddie Murphy Delirious, no.
Old Aunt Virginia, she was famous for having a Tom Selleck calendar on the side of her refrigerator. Okay.
All right. My whole childhood.
We all know we have a great aunt. At what point do you go from aunt to aunt? Because I feel like great aunt sounds more normal than great aunt.
I had one great aunt, and she died like when I was super young because age differences, all that. But yeah.
Well, yeah, she's a great aunt.
Yeah, it was. She creeped me out, so anytime I hear a great aunt, I'm always like, ugh.
Yeah, they're old. They're all old. Yeah, None of them are young.
She wasn't my great aunt in terms of, like, you know, lineage. It was great was an adjective. She was just like, she was just my aunt.
She was just super.
My dad's brother's wife. She was just awesome. That's why I said great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought you were talking like
no,
you like
my dad, my dad's brother's wife,
grandmother's aunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had a great aunt Flo. She had Cougar Gold cheese at all times.
Okay.
At all times.
The way you paused on Cougar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to go with vibes, and I was like,
And
I was still stuck on Gold Aunt Flo, but
yeah, I was going to let that one go. Mm-hmm.
Her name was Florence. It was great.
You got visited by Aunt Flo.
It was Aunt Flo.
Was Aunt Flo a big fan of Shark Week?
Wow. She died way before Shark Week, bud. But
I don't know. Shark Week is
As a child, around. I was 100% convinced. As an adult, I'm 90% convinced. She hijacked a McDonald's delivery truck because up in her, up in her guest room, that's like where we always used to do Christmas and stuff. Up in her guest room of her old house in Northeast Portland, there was like a closet and, you know, kids would play hide go seek. My cousin hid in the closet. And when we found him in there, he's like, guys, look what I found. I'm not kidding. It was five boxes, like massive boxes of McDonald's bucks. Like, you know, like the little coupon books that they used to have where Mickey D's bucks are like.
Was she maybe in on the Monopoly scandal too?
I think she robbed a McDonald's. Mm. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But I was 100% convinced when I was a kid. And now I'm only like, I'm a grown ass man. I'm 90% convinced she probably robbed a McDonald's truck. And I'm proud of her for it. Because those coupon books that we would get every birthday, every Christmas, they were money, dude. Yeah, Happy Meal.
Do you remember the old entertainment book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the coupons? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
There were good deals in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking $50 for the book, but $1,000 worth of savings?
Yeah.
Yeah. $100,000 worth of savings, $50 for the book. It's like, I'm never going to go to 99% of these places. Oh, yeah. But you know what?
It made me discover places.
Yeah. Smoking deals.
It's going to cost me money if I don't buy this book.
Right?
Yeah. Now we just call it Groupon.
Yeah.
God, I always forget Groupon exists.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, my grandmother used to collect the little like jelly packets you'd find at Denny's and stuff. She had boxes and boxes of those in her kitchen.
Those never go bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just gelatinous sugar.
Yeah. Tom Selleck's a damn legend, though, sending an email or a text message. At first, I was like, this is a weirdo and... Like you said in the tea, serial killer vibes, right? Yeah. But as I think about it more, I am leaning more towards this dude's a legend and he doesn't need to do it. So why would you? Why would you ever send a text message if you didn't
have to? How different do you think he is in reality from his Blue Bloods character?
I've never seen Blue Bloods in my life.
Really?
I've never watched an episode of Blue Bloods.
It's actually a pretty good show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard it's great.
As far as like procedurals go, it's a pretty good
show.
It's
getting ready to start its 14th
year. 14th and final year.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that made a longer run than Magnum P.I.?
Right?
Which, again, I don't think his character in Magnum P.I. and his character in Blue Bloods are that far off from each other.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just the advancement from
Thomas Magnum was kind of a playboy.
Sure. But then he matured into the police chief at the end.
8 seasons of Magnum P.I. And we got 14 of Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think they're...
TV just isn't the same these days anymore, because I saw an ad on CBS the other night, too, touting the 1,000th overall episode of NCIS, covering all of the various franchises.
What was it?
Another franchise of which I have never seen a single episode.
The most watched, they hand this out, like the most watched show across streaming or over the air is NCIS. Yeah. Like people talk about the death of TV and everything like that. And that show is still mopping the floor
and
with
that's
everyone.
Even considering they have one of the series with Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J. Yeah.
But I'm talking the original.
Yeah.
The original is still out there just wiping the floor with every other thing on TV.
I think Mark Harmon
streaming.
Has moved on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So yeah. We introduced the kids to the Jetsons the other day.
Oh!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And?
Boy, you go back and you watch that. Episode one, they come out swinging.
Oh?
Buddy.
Go on.
In the future, Jane Jetson,
uh-huh.
George is like, you need to be in that kitchen cooking. And you know what cooking is? I can't even push the button because everything's a button. Like, I mean, it is like,
oh my God.
I kept looking over at my wife and we were just, I was like, ear to ear grinning. And she's just sitting there looking horrified at me. And our kids are like, what is going on here? You know?
60s were a wild time.
Judy Jetson,
mm-hmm.
She's talking, like, George is like, you're going to go out wearing that over my dead body? And I was like, whoa, let's go. You know, it is something. Like, you still remember that show was made in 1962.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's why I bring that up. You know how many seasons of the Jetsons are? It's like the show of my childhood.
It's only like four, right?
Three.
Yeah. I was going to say three.
Three seasons of the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
But weren't they like 20 episode seasons?
Yeah. There's 75 total episodes of 25 episodes per season. But it was still like, if you would ask me, like the Jetsons were on for
10 years.
Yeah. Like it was on forever.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. So TV is a lot different now. They'll just be like, we're going to beat this dead horse over and over and over again. Big Bang Theory, anybody? Like that show lasted forever.
Yeah.
And now young Sheldon is like, he's reaching Sheldon Cooper age.
Yeah, they
had
to stop the show because he's too old. It's unbelievable. So Tom Selleck, everybody.
Tom Selleck, what a legend, dude.
Never sending a text or an email.
What a legend.
What are the chances he's lying through his mustache? Pretty high, I feel like.
I don't think you write a book without sending an email to somebody.
Is he dictating to somebody? I mean, I guess he could dictate to somebody. He is Tom Selleck.
Another great part of being Tom Selleck.
Excuse me, take a note.
There's nothing about this that makes me think less of Tom Selleck.
It's the one time you want to be a dictator.
That's right, when you're dictating your memoir to somebody else, and this poor slappy's like, I didn't get paid enough for this.
Well, it did say in that article that his wife responds to a lot of the texts, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he just...
Do you have any olds in your life?
So maybe he does have a bit more... Maybe he does have a bit more George Jetson in him than we thought.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, but how many olds do you have in your life where you're like, text grandma, she'll respond. Like, grandpa doesn't know how to work the phone.
Yeah.
My grandma will. My dad, he found gifts and emojis, buddy.
Blew his mind.
Blows everybody's mind with some of the emojis you get.
Ooh.
Like, it's just like, how do we get that? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think my dad's ever sent an emoji or anything.
Still have not gotten like an eggplant or anything, which we're good with. But
Or a peach.
I think I might have gotten
there's a peach in there somewhere. For sure.
All right,
there you go.
Legend.
Tom Selleck, legend, everybody.
He's no Gary Suter.
Mm.
That one's a tough hill to climb there to beat that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.